Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, let's kind of start at The Landing in Liberty where we were last week for the NFL draft. It's over, it's subsided, but my God, prank calls. You would have thought somebody did something so completely wrong with the prank calls, the Shador Sanders and everybody else. That's the scandal that came out of the NFL draft. What a world, huh?
Yeah, what a world. It's so crazy, Bob. Like, we're around the same age, and it's good to be on with you guys and Dusty and all that. And I grew up in the era where when I think of iconic moments, I was a fan of radio growing up. Some of my favorite memories are phony phone calls by morning shows. Like, that was just a staple of my childhood. So when I see all these comments from people getting bogged down because of a phony phone call, it's like, that's not the coolest thing in the world. But a $100,000 fine seems a little excessive for the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, a little much. It's to the point now where I'm starting to think there's some kind of like psyop going on. There's some kind of manipulation that this cannot possibly be real, that there's that many people who are up in arms because of a phony phone call between a couple of rich kids. It just blows me away. That's like anywhere from 3 to 10% of the guy's salary. And the story they told us is Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, didn't even know about it. It's just wild. It is insane the amount of attention that's gotten. And I can't get enough of the people who are real people in the media, guys, who are virtue signaling, trying to get attention and trying to one-up everyone else that they're more virtuous than everyone because they would never laugh at a phony phone call. Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's hysterical. It's funny. It's time to move on from that. But if Shador Sanders isn't live streaming everything, nobody knows about this. There were other guys that were pranked as well, and they weren't live streaming everything. Is that part of the reason why you think Shador slid all the way to pick 144?
Well, if you read everything after the fact, I love the after the fact. Like before the draft, it was like, well, he'll be drafted in the first round. Maybe he goes down to number 21 to Pittsburgh, but he's not going to fall down to like 140, whatever. Well, I mean, that's not going to happen. So like the whole thing is like, I've known people like this in growing up, and I'm sure you guys have. We've all known that person that's just totally obtuse. Like they're that one friend who's really wealthy that doesn't quite understand that not everyone's as wealthy as them. And they didn't, you know, grow up in that same situation and all that. And it's just like, there's that. And it would appear based on putting the clues together that he's just not that good to make up for the attitude that he has. But is this the standard rate, by the way, 100,000? If there's another phony phone call, if they get they find the person, that's the rate now that this has been set by the NFL, that every phony phone call is worth $100,000. I said last night on the overnight show, I was like, the NFL ought to send a gift basket. This added to the draft. They should send chocolates to Jeff Ulbrich and his kid because this was another layer. This actually made Shador Sanders seem, to some people, sympathetic. Like he was somehow aggrieved here. This is like the worst thing ever. So it actually wasn't horrific in that regard. It actually helped the draft and the ratings were great.
Yeah, so I think the other thing that's kind of interesting about this is obviously I've gone down a rabbit hole on these fines and this phone call is that like the NFL is like kind of concerned that, yeah, it's prank calls today, But, like, what other information can get leaked by having this sort of thing happen? Like, how does it affect gambling, right? Like, how can it affect that? How can it affect, like, information that's not meant to be kept inside? Because if they can get phone numbers, they can get injury reports, they can get, you know, trade deadline stuff, they can get all this sort of stuff and leak it out. So I think it's like, you ask about the hefty fine, I think the answer is because, like, yeah, it's a prank call. Haha. Like, it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt, right? And now there's things that, like, peel back. And we know this society. Like, we know how these things work. You start with one thing, and then by the end of the year, it's like, oh, yeah, it all started from this little seed that now is this, like, egregious plant.
Well, there's always going to be that. I mean, gambling's been around forever. It's now legal most places. Not where I am, of course, sports gambling. But, like, the whole – that to me, that argument doesn't really work because the information's always been traded. Like, going back – I interviewed Brent Musburger years ago, and he's going to the Hall of Fame this year. And Musburger is one of my favorite stories. He told me that when he was doing the CBS NFL stuff, the reason he started saying, "You're looking live," is for gamblers, for his buddies who needed a weather update on the NFL games they were betting on. And sometimes they would show B-roll that was recorded. So when it was live, he would say it's live, so they knew the weather, they knew how to bet. So it's always been going on, right? Information, and like certain people have it. And there are people that make a lot of money. I would argue there are people that feed information and get paid a fair amount. I mean, it's always going to be the case. It's a little harder to do it now, actually, because everything's digital. Everything's text messages. And so you're leaving a lot of digital fingerprints back. So it's hard to outfox the NFL in that regard.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and I'm just going to say the name and you just go, Bill Belichick.
Love it, love it, love it. And the price of love, if you, this is an important lesson. We're getting older. So if somehow our marriages don't work out and we're looking to hang out with a younger woman, 49 years our junior, the price on that is $8 million and a Porsche. That's the price. $8 million and a Porsche. This young lady who was a cheerleader, she was 20 years old, she was doing makeup, now has over $8 million in real estate, and a $75,000 Porsche. I might want to hang out with Bill Belichick. I don't know. I don't think I'm his type, but that seems like a pretty good deal. I've been doing overnight radio for a while. I haven't come close to $8 million and a Porsche, so I'm doing something wrong. I'm clearly doing something wrong. Good for her. Good for him. If I was Belichick's kids, I probably wouldn't like this. I would call for an intervention. I love the story. I also like the fact that Belichick is now at war. He's channeling the president, like he's doing though, like what President Trump did. He's doing the same game plan to try to release the tapes and all that with CBS. It's a wonderful story. I'm worried though he's going to lose his job at North Carolina, and then we won't have the story anymore. I hope he continues. I want to see this work out, and I'm all about it. I can't wait to see what's next. Then every day I wake up from my sleep and there's something new. It's great.
Speaking of another story, and Bob gave you one name, I'm going to give you another name. Lakers.
Yes, Lakers were a pinata. It is wonderful. I am surrounded. Dusty, I've met you. I've obviously known Bob for many years. I am surrounded by Laker honks. Okay, I can't stand these people. They drive me insane. They think that the Lakers is like a religion. It's wild, and all the hype and all the nonsense. And the Lakers win one playoff game. One. They lost twice at home. They were the higher seed. They got outplayed in the fourth quarter every single game, outscored by 42 points by Minnesota. It's one of my favorite stories. I was on a Schadenfreude high. I did a monologue about this on the overnight show. I was ranting, and people were getting upset. I was getting calls from people attacking me because I was pointing out the truth. It's a wonderful story. Somewhere in Dallas, Nico Harrison poured one out for Luka to celebrate the downfall. But it was just wild. Every game they were in, every game they got outplayed. And you're not supposed to have that happen. And then you had J.J. Redick, who had a meltdown before the game because someone dared question his rotation, as he was the only coach in NBA history to play all five starters in the fourth quarter of that previous playoff game, and he's just the kind of guy you cheer against. So like the whole thing, it's just a wonderful story. You got that the other day, Doc Rivers melting down. So these are fun stories in basketball. I'm enjoying the first round of the playoffs. These are good stories.
And look, the ratings have been great, and you got a father on the court trying to start fights with Giannis, and so you got that kind of backstory going on. You know, with the NBA postseason and whatnot, you got the Knicks and Pistons doing their thing. It has been a pretty good run, you know, in the postseason. If you're Giannis, though, man, I got to give that guy a lot of credit for not popping Halliburton's father.
Yeah, and now there's some people defending Halliburton's father. Like, what are you doing on the court? You don't need to be on the court. You don't take, you know, you don't need to. Your parents can be there. I get it. It's fine, but you don't need to be on the court. There's no need to be out there. What are you doing? It was so funny, though. I thought, I don't know if you thought the same thing, guys. Watching that clip, it was like written by WWF writers from back in the 80s. You had Halliburton's kid on the scoring table, on the scorer's table, thinking they won the championship with his hands in the air like he's conducting the, you know, the orchestra, and his dad is getting into it with the star of the other team on the court behind him. If that had been written, you'd say, oh, that's never going to happen. It happened. It happened on the court right after an NBA game. It's so ridiculous. And it's just a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. And not even so much the actual games on the court, but just everything around the court, which has been one of the arguments. This is the thing that baseball wants, that baseball doesn't provide us these kind of stories. We don't get that in baseball. We don't.
Yeah, because you don't really sit on the court in baseball. Like, it's kind of hard to have that sort of, like, interaction. But I do think it is – I think it's interesting for the NBA, but I think the NBA is trying to figure a bunch of stuff out all at once. Like, what was that movie with the guy from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Short Round, everything all at once, all at the same time or whatever, with the hot dog fingers? I think that's what the NBA is trying to do, is figure everything out because, look, this Knicks-Pistons series has been great. You're going to have a fight in another series. It seems like everybody's fighting in every other series. And now you've got, like you said, WWE. I think we need more WWE in sports. I think we need a bunch of, like, I'm not saying we need, like, choreographed, like, fighting or choreographed, like, arguments or make-believe stuff. But maybe let the envelope be pushed a little bit more because, in all honesty, Ben, when's the last time someone's seriously gotten hurt over a fight in a sport outside of maybe Jose Bautista getting absolutely clocked at second base, like, 10 years ago?
Yeah, most fights are, get out of my way. And then there's like three teammates in front of them. The funniest in basketball, when they wait for their teammates to protect them, when they're like, they're posing, they're striking, like they're boxing pose, like they're ready to bob and weave. But they're actually waiting for two guys to get in front of them so they don't actually have to throw a punch or anything like that. I mean, another good underrated story, Steve Kerr giving up on a playoff game last night for the Warriors, which was great. And I'm right there with you, Dusty, on the WWE stuff. It's just fun to talk about. But I don't want it to be written. I just want it to happen organically, which it usually does in basketball. But then you had Steve Kerr give up a playoff game that was within reach in the fourth quarter, not put his starters back in. You also had him say he was complaining about Steph Curry's not playing well the last couple of games. And Kerr was complaining about the defense, how they're being too physical, which – isn't that an indictment that Kerr couldn't play back in the 90s when they did play physical defense? So that did, like, everything is just like, it's great. It's wonderful.
Ben, as always, we appreciate the time. We got the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Enjoy watching the horse race, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace. That's Ben Maller with Fox Sports Radio. It's all brought to you by our good friends over at The Landing in Liberty, where we were for the draft party 1 week ago. I can't believe it's been a week already since the draft party at The Landing in Liberty.
Spilled my beer all over you.
Getting people that have sending text messages. They're craving the pretzels and the Ben Maller chicken fingers, the dry rub, and everybody's loving, you know, what's going on at The Landing, including Ben Maller, who hates the Lakers, which I think is hysterical. I absolutely love hate and the pettiness that he has towards the Lakers. But when you're a Clipper fan, of course you're going to hate the same team or your rival team in town, right? So that's cool. I like that, that he hates them as well. And it's an easy target too, man. Of course. It really is. Yeah. It's such an easy target with LeBron, right?
And now Luka, yeah.
And now Luka, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and J.J. Redick storming off his press conference when he got asked a question last night.
Yeah. I mean, he's not used to that with the podcast. Him and Gottlieb need to have a conversation.
From the 479. How about those Wolves, Dusty? The Lakers suck. Love seeing Luka cry like a bee. Oh, man.
Oh, Luca couldn't guard a chair, says Charles.
Yeah, he couldn't.
And I saw a couple of videos of that, and I'm like, oh, God, right? Like, the whole NBA guys don't play defense thing I hate, as we talked about yesterday, but there are exceptions to every rule, and Luca basically standing there on the defensive end yesterday with two guys around him just picking his ass.
Nice.
Everybody's just tweeting the flop. La loser is what they said in dodgeball.
La loser, huh?
See you later, la loser.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take it away, Momo.
All right. One word. Damn it. One word.
That's the one word to Momo?
No, loving.
Oh.
Love Momo. One word.
Say it with your chest.
I love my mother.
There you go.
Yeah, you she's were really kind of trailed off there. I love my mother.
Well, I was going to say, she's not my Momo's.
How Bob it's, met your mother.
My mother.
Jefferson's.
One word on.
And her friend.
Let's start with the Lakers.
Okay.
One word on the Lakers.
Funny. Yeah, Schadenfreude is really what it
yes.
is. Happiness at the misfortune of others.
It is.
Like certain teams, you just have that Schadenfreude with. The Lakers, the Yankees, the Dodgers. I'm sure some have it with the Chiefs. I'm with the Cowboys. You know, we all have those teams. The Lakers are one of those teams. So Schadenfreude is mine.
Disappointing. Proven. Right? Everyone said the Wolves are going to win in five, minus this guy sitting in this chair. Once again, I did not go to a Lakers game, so I can't be at the fault for their losing.
No, it's not your fault.
You did buy that Luka jersey, though.
I did.
Yeah.
So I did buy the Luka jersey way back in February. Hammered on my couch, texting Mac at like 11:40 on a Friday.
Just got this.
Check this out. He's like, let's go.
Yeah, and then you're like, I got my October ready jersey, too.
And gone. So... Not the smartest guy in the room. I can honestly tell you that every day of my life. KMB News.
One word on the Timberwolves advancing.
Boring.
I knew it.
The Lakers advancing are better. It just is. It's a better story from the national perspective, but boring for Minnesota. We'll see.
Ant-Man. Taking laps inside and outside the stadium, trolling fans,
yeah.
Giving them the business. Good luck next round, because you're just building yourself bigger shoes to fill. You want to be the face or the heel of the league? I'm all for it. You have the personality for either one. You have the game. You have the superstardom. You have the explosiveness. The guy can jump from the free throw line and be an elbow above the rim. It's nasty. But what he did last night, Ant-Man, baby, you beat the Lakers in their house and then took victory laps around their stadium. Mocking fans, mocking sportscasters, Ant-Man, Superman, the man, I don't give a blank, Wolves in five is what he was saying.
Yep.
So now the Wolves have to go out there and take care of business, right? Now that they're kind of talking a little smack back, who are they playing in the next round?
The Rockets or the Warriors?
Yep. Warriors are up 3-2. They're coming back to Golden State. They'll play tomorrow.
And win.
I would assume win. We'll see. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun series. But
Warriors versus Timberwolves. The old face versus the new face.
That's kind of what it is. You know, this is the narrative. He beat Kevin Durant last year. That was his favorite player, his idol. There's a great picture of them kind of snarling at each other.
Yeah.
He beats LeBron James. That picture of them kind of snarling at each other and his foe, Luka, who he lost to. And now it's like, hey, you get to take down another legend in Steph Curry.
You know
so that's
else
kind of the
you
narrative.
Get? You get a couple storylines. You get Draymond Green and Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
They will not back down either or.
I do like that storyline.
You also have Rudy Gobert and Draymond Green.
Rudy Gobert, a little credit for his game last
great
night.
Great game, Rudy.
14 for 14 from the three-point line or something ridiculous. I mean, like, the guy was crazy last night.
27 points, 21 rebounds.
I was going to say 24 and 25 or something like that.
That's got to be like a career high in points for him, right?
Oh, yeah, he realized he was 7 feet tall and playing the Lakers.
Yeah.
Good job, Rudy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Like, nobody's going to protect the rim for the Lakers,
dunk
right?
It. Yeah.
Go over the top. I think Charles said last night they need, like, James Worthy and Dr. J back there protecting the rim.
No, it was awesome. Shaq doesn't like Rudy Gobert, but at halftime he had to talk about Rudy because he was so good. So he's like, Rudy,
well, Rudy Gobert was patient zero for COVID, and that's what everybody always has him in mind as, yours truly included, right? And you think about him touching microphones and all that kind of stuff. And then he went out there and dominated last night. And so it'll be interesting. Like, Minnesota needs probably to get to the finals for Anthony Edwards to truly be able to be that face of the league. You can't be the face of the league playing in Minnesota losing in the second round, right? If they lose to Golden State, it's hard to make somebody the new face of the league if they're not playing in the biggest games.
Yeah,
you know,
he made it to the Western Conference Finals last year and beat LeBron in the first round this year. He's doing a hell of a job to get there.
He is. Yep, only 24 years old.
And he's bigger than you.
Before we get to the Royals, one word on Ulbrich, Jeff Ulbrich, getting fined.
Stupid.
Hefty. Fined about an eighth of his salary.
Yeah, he was fined $100,000. Yep. He makes $800,000. He was fined $100,000 yesterday.
All due to the prank call from his son to Shedeur Sanders.
Gosh, I mean, my
he
God.
He makes $800,000? Darn.
Acting like the guy did something evil and wrong. $100,000. And then $250,000 for the franchise?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, so stupid. It's the dumbest thing in sports right now.
It's hefty,
people
man.
Talk about prank calls.
Hefty fine. It's not about the call. It's about the information.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Good trash bags.
Stinky, stinky.
Yeah. I'm so out of this one. He made a prank call. Big deal. Move on with life. Everybody got pranked.
I don't think it's about the prank call, though. I think it's about the fact that he got the numbers and it got the information. I think the prank call is just like the cherry on top of the fine. I think the severity of the fine is the fact that he had information that no one else was supposed to get, and it was gettable.
But what about the other people who got pranked? You know, Abdul Carter saying he got prank called, right?
Tyler Warren. Yeah.
Tyler Warren
was it all from the same guy?
No, I don't know. It was not.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, they said yesterday the NFL has said they're investigating. Like, what a waste of time too. But in investigating this, they said none of them are connected.
Well, this one was the only idiot to film himself doing it.
Well, that's Shedeur. I mean, live streaming this stuff. I mean,
no, it was. I'm talking about the guy that.
Oh,
that
the guy that did it. But I think if Shedeur doesn't live stream it too, if he doesn't live stream the thing, maybe we're not sitting here. How many of the
could be
people
different.
Are looked at Jackson Ulbrich's? You know, I mean, like.
But again, we're also doing the same thing. If he does live stream and does get drafted in a life changing moment, it's cool that we get to see that in real life and real person. Like we've seen that before with people getting drafted.
So, ESPN and all those places got the cameras there, you know?
Okay, before we get out of here, got to hear your thoughts on the Royals. One word.
Awesome. They're above 500 after April. That's great. It's a great spot to be in. Not many teams are there. It's awesome right now.
Refreshing, right? You're in May. You got a schedule release for the NFL. If you're not an NBA fan, I'm sorry, but if you're not a hockey fan, you have a baseball team now in your town that is winning. And they're doing it with their pitching and their superstar, and they're above 500, like Bob said, going into May. It's refreshing. You get to get into May, and it's they had a six-game losing streak, followed by a six-game winning streak, followed by series win after series win, going for a series sweep. It's refreshing.
And
it's
now
awesome.
You can just expect them to be good. You should have that expectation now as a Royals fan. We're going into May. They're one of the top teams in baseball. You should be very excited about where this ball club is right now, because as the page turns to May, now we're starting to figure out who we are. As a team, the Royals are a hell of a pitching team. Nobody in baseball can hit, but the Royals are a hell of a pitching team right now.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's great because there's nothing better for me in the summer to be able to go home on a Tuesday after a show and be like, what am I going to do tonight? Prep dinner, put the Royals on, go to bed, and hopefully watch a winning ball club every single time that we do this. So, it's great. It's awesome, man. Honestly, I hope they keep going. I hope they get to a point where they're 10 to 15 games above 500, and then you could really... start to relax. But again, this sounder. Oh, never mind.
It's a good one.
It is.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
This is the 100-plus Kentucky Derby coming up. That is the sounder for Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th in Metcalf. If you are the 150th caller, I'm kidding, caller number 5.
Oh, I like 150.
You don't have to answer the phones.
I know. That's why I like it. Yeah.